Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. My co-host Barbara will be here soon, and I'm just going to wait on her. Let's see here. There we go. Now, today, we decided that we were going to do something every Tuesday where we talk to each other. And, you know, just spend time getting to know each other and talking to each other. So, I'm wondering if Barb's having trouble calling in. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try calling her. Give me 1 second here. Okay. Okay, calling right now. All right, I'm going to wait a little bit to see if she's coming in. And let me see if I'm going to go ahead and send her a see. Oh, there you are. Hey, Barbara. How are you?
Hi, great. Start over, please.
Okay. Well, this is me, and I'm here to host the show Life, Laughter, Happiness. And my co-host Barbara here is with me. So,
Hi, everybody. I am here. Oh, my goodness, Johnny. I am sorry I called in a minute late.
That's okay.
I missed the wonderful opening of the show, but I am here now. I did not forget. I just was rushing to the phone.
So, I understand.
Our phone line. Yes. Okay. Wow. Happy Tuesday, Johnny.
Happy Tuesday. You know, and I was talking to you about what you wanted to talk about today, and this is quite a story. It's a very scary story. Am I right about that?
Yes, it is very scary. And for some reason, this news really touched me more than usual. It was bad news. And it was regarding the kidnapping of the little 9-year-old girl who was camping with her family just, I guess it was only 4 days ago now. And she was riding her bicycle on the campground with a couple of other little girls and decided to go one more time around the loop alone and never came back. So immediately, the parents called 911 reporting her missing. And I just heard that news, and I was so upset because when you're a mom, you think about, what was your daughter? I have a 16-year-old daughter now. What was your daughter like when she was 9? That's
right.
A fourth grader. And they are smart. Yeah. They're smart. They're not babies. I mean, they're people, you know? And so whatever she went through has had to have been so traumatic. Go ahead, Johnny.
Well, what I was going to say, I think the thing that's really scary about this is that, yes, she's home. Yes, she's safe. Yes, they found her. But more than likely, this little girl is going to need therapy because, it's just one of those things. I mean, you know, to go through that usually causes you to have therapy. No, I don't see how a woman or a girl could go through that. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I totally agree completely. And I thought of that too. So, yes, the good news is that she was found alive and safe and is back at home. But I have to tell you, after I watched that news, went into the shower, and I just started praying. And we hear bad news all the time, and this does, unfortunately, happen way too often, missing children. I get all the Amber Alerts, but for some reason, this one was really upsetting me. I went and prayed so hard to God to bring her home safely, and then, of course, after I pray, I always pray for my own daughter and my family and all my loved ones to be safe. And so I then got out and turned on the news, and then she was found. She was found. So I just had to do a show about it because I had such strong feelings about this girl and this case. And I wasn't totally shocked when they found her. I wasn't saying, oh, my one prayer out there, people, was answered. So many people were praying, obviously, but I wasn't shocked, but I was just so overjoyed because a lot of them are found thanks to forensics. And then I thought, you know what? They probably will find this guy by forensics. And lo and behold, they did. They found one fingerprint on a note he left in their mailbox to try to get money, a ransom note. And that one fingerprint led to they found in the database he had gotten arrested for a DUI in 1999. So that really works now. And I'm so glad because when I was a little kid, they didn't have that.
I know. I mean, they found the, they checked the ransom note, you know, and they, with fingerprints. And
they said only one fingerprint was enough to find him. And then I saw his photo, and he's scary. And you're right, little girl is going to have therapy for sure. I wonder what kind of effects that causes the little child's life for the rest of her life. Is she going to
I think that there's a lot of, because obviously if they found, I mean, the kid's going to need therapy, you know. I mean, it that's the sad part. I mean, they found her, you know, but it's just, there's a lot of damage that's already been done, even though they found her safely. You understand what I'm saying?
Of course. Because they did say, the police did say, she went through a lot of trauma. It was very traumatizing for her. Obviously, it was. When they were trying to find her, they found a home, and they talked to the mom of the guy who kidnapped, okay? And then she directed them to the trailer in the back. And then they found her in a cupboard. So maybe he had heard somebody coming and stuffed her in there, but she's a 9-year-old, normal-sized child. That was probably horrible. Thank goodness found that fingerprint. What if they hadn't? Well, they probably still would have gotten him because, and they do leave ransom notes. That just leads, that gives them so many leads. But then look at John Bonet Ramsey. There was a note left, and they never solved that whole crime.
You know. And
Tony, how do you think it is for the parents?
Oh, God.
Because I think of myself. That's why it's so hard, because I think of myself as a mom to my little that is my life. My child is my
actually,
life.
Actually, I do have a story to tell you about that. My nephew, Alex, is autistic. He's not verbal. I think I told you about that. And
yes.
Well, what happened was, I mean, it has a happy ending. They found him and everything. But what happened was that Todd and Chrissy, they were walking, and Alex went missing. And so, you know, Chrissy called, and there was a drone. And what's worse is for a period of time, Chrissy thought that somebody took Alex. That they thought they saw Alex going into a car.
Okay, and back up. The parents, your sister and her husband, were walking.
Yes.
And this happened?
Yes, and Alex just walked away, and apparently they thought, incorrectly, but they thought Alex had gone, that somebody had said that Alex went into a car. Well, it made it look like some, I know. So they're thinking all sorts of things, like chloroform and everything. And the thing is that, you know, so they went looking for him. And Mom, you know, we went over to the to Todd and Chrissy's house, you know, to wait. The moment we got there, the phone rang and they found him. You know, he was okay. But the thing is that Alex is not someone that you can tell don't talk to strangers, you know. I mean, it's one thing it's like with your child, you can tell her don't talk to strangers, but Alex doesn't even talk. Alex can't be, I mean, you can't really control if he talks to strangers or not. Now, Alex is a big kid. He's about 270 pounds, okay? But the thing is that he doesn't have a lot of social stuff. He's a very big kid, but you don't want anything bad to happen to him, you know? Right, a lot of times with Alex, you kind of lose control over what's going on, and like with Alex, you can't even, like Alex will be in pain, and you won't know he's in pain, and you know, he won't say that he's in pain and everything, and you know, to him.
How old is he?
He's about 21, I believe. But
how old,
like I said,
when this happened,
when
this happened, how old was he?
Yeah, he was about, I think, 20, 21. The thing is that obviously the age is irrelevant, because if you saw him, you wouldn't know that he doesn't act like a 21-year-old. He acts more like a 3-year-old, you know.
Well, yes, but it depends on how old he was. Maybe he has advanced mentally since, but it was very recent. So he was in his 20s, and he is probably the mentality of a younger child and does not speak. So, yes, I can see the cause for alarm. And I'm so glad, though, that
Now, the thing is that Alex will do things to let you know that he likes you. Like, what he'll do is I'm sure if he met you, because the thing is that it's funny because, you know, a lot of the people that have taken care of him and watched over him have been these blonde-haired women, you know, and...
So were you ever worried that some of these... caretakers were going to do something to him,
no,
and you wouldn't be able to find that out? Why not, Johnny? Stop. Why not? And I'd like to stay focused here, okay? And stay on topic, because we're not talking about hot babysitters right now. We're talking about child abduction, okay? And it's a serious thing, though, and my question is serious. Because you and I just recently did a show on teacher predators, and those teacher predators are hot. So my question, hot as in very attractive. So my question about, you know, being concerned about that. It's not a joke, because predators and kidnappers and crazy sickos out there do not have a face. Pedophiles do not have a face. In fact, they could be your neighbor that you trust and that would never, ever do anything like that. I will not have that conversation lightly, this conversation lightly whatsoever. So I'm glad nothing happened to Alex. That's wonderful. And I just want to say thank God for Charlotte, the little girl that we were talking about, starting off the show.
Mm-hmm.
She was found safe. And you know what? She'll be okay, I believe, because she will get that. She has a wonderful family. I've read about it. So have you, and they're a wonderful family, and I'm sure they will give great support. And you know what I thought of, too?
What?
That I'm thinking monetary gain. I was just thinking, you know what, this girl could help people now. She could help so many by sharing her story later in life. She could write a book, you know, her experience, because all of us banding together and knowing what signs to watch for. Do you let your kid out of sight in a campground or similar area, or even a second? And even two girls, because many are known to take two at a time. In fact, they want two at a time. And I remember times where I was almost kidnapped by a man at a stop sign. Yes, and I was only probably four. And at the babysitter's, and it was a busy four-way stop, and there was a huge tree, and I would climb up it and watch the cars. But one time I was behind the shrubs, this man was really trying to lure me. Sometimes it wouldn't be a four-way busy time. Sometimes it would be, you know, no cars around except for one. And that, I will never forget this. The way the car looked, you know, pictures, I could still actually describe it to the police if I had to, and that man was trying to lure me into his car.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and kids don't even tell, because you run back into the room and it's chaotic, and the lady, she's has like five kids taken, she's taken care of, and you know what, you try and they don't even listen. They don't get down, they don't crouch down or get on a knee and say, what would you like to say, because you're thoughts and feelings and whatever you have to say, little 4, 5, 6-year-old, is important, okay? And I think we should start with that. Really good communication, because sometimes kids don't even, well, I never told anybody. I tried to. It didn't work. So kids are afraid. Kids are afraid to tell. Kids are afraid to upset their parents. Kids are maybe watching their parents fight, and they don't want to, you know, add anything at all to that. So I'd say start with really good communication so that the child feels like they are confident inside. So when something does happen, I'll never give up. And sometimes there's nothing they can do, but sometimes there is. And they might freeze. We did a show about fight, freeze. And remember, I froze. And I heard somebody in my house that was really not supposed to be there. Remember? I froze there for like 2 hours under the covers.
You told me that. Yeah.
Okay, so we did a show about that too. So I think if we teach our kids these different tools and just being confident and that they're listened to, and if they have something important to say, they should always say it, okay? Because they're trying to fight for their life, and they can't even be heard at home. And now they're fighting for their life. So it's a thought. That's why we do these shows. Thoughts come up, and you know, I express them.
I mean, this
is tell people now that we. I love taking calls during the shows because Remember we did a show the other day and a lady called, and I don't even think she thought it was Friday call-in day, but we liked it, remember? So I think we mm-hmm. should advertise, because I feel like people would have something to add and a story to tell and something important that we could share with the listeners that they could be educated about this topic, this terrible, horrible topic. It makes me in such disbelief sometimes that we actually roam the earth with these people who...
I know.
Statistic.
I mean, whenever I hear about human trafficking, I always think, why? You know, why?
So much is covered up, I think. They're not even admitting the problem, I don't think, forces out there sometimes. Actually, I don't want to mention this one on air, but you know what I mean. Because we had a guest on our show that was saying, oh, that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. That, affecting even like a 40-year-old or 50-year-old woman or man. So it does exist. And they were saying that, okay. And they were in an authoritative position. I'm just going to leave it at that, okay?
Okay.
So that is an issue, too, and we've done a show on that as well. So I think that it's important. Do these topics upset you, Johnny, or are you interested in them?
No, it's not upsetting. It's very sobering. I mean, it's just, you know.
Good word.
I mean, it's like... It's like, you know, like I would think about, you know, how you are about your daughter, that you're very protective of her, and you wouldn't want anything that happened to her. So it's just, you know.
Exactly.
And I read,
then we have to let go sometimes, because we don't stay with them 3 seconds when they're 14, 15, 16, 17. They start going out with their friends. You just hope that you've instilled in them. I still tell her, you be careful. You walk, keep your head up. I will pick you up from anywhere that's dark. I don't care. Just always feel like you can call her. And I have heard where it bypasses all the focus. So where you put your phone on focus, where nobody can. They can still call you, but it doesn't alert you. So you can work. Well, I have her on all bypassed, but she could always reach me, and she has been totally fine. But she says there are weirdos out there, just to be careful, and all her friends are careful, and they usually are in a big group, so they band together. She's not one that just goes like with one. She's usually three or four, and I too. She's always had the guy friends, too. I never was like that. I'd be like with one girlfriend, always. That's it. And then another one separately, except for, like, sports and birthday parties and stuff. But usually I was one-on-one person. I really enjoyed one-on-one, the laughter and stuff. She loves the groups. She's totally a social. So that makes me always feel better that she's in a group of people. What was your question?
How old is she? Okay, that's what I thought.
She's a junior in high school. I know it's not on topic and I get after you a little bit, but I just want to say, so far, she's getting straight A's.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't be more happy. Anyway, back to the topic. You're talking about this little girl who was found after being abducted. It's on a weekend camping trip, not even very far from their home at all, which actually all that was good. No, that was so good. It was, I think, 5 miles from their home. They probably felt really comfortable there. They probably had been there all the time, you know, so often, if you really think about it. And then just to think, man was sitting there watching the girls go all, like there was three or four of them on the bicycle, go around together. There was some little trail through the little cute campground. And when he saw the one by herself, boom, that was so scary, traumatizing. I mean, it would give some people a heart attack to really go through that. I mean, your body, your adrenaline, your mind, your, oh my gosh, you're just thinking the worst and, oh my gosh. Can't even believe this is existing in our world, Johnny.
No.
It's so upsetting. And I think it causes so many people to have anxiety and they all wonder why they have it. Just why? Killing our children. Predators out there. They need to be stopped. Just sickening.
I know. I mean, It's terrible.
Really is, and it hasn't happened in your family or mine. It's happened in so many families, and you never even know when you're at the grocery store and you're standing behind somebody. They could be actually going through something like this right now.
No.
So be kind to people. You never know what people are going through, and it's true. But everybody standing around you is going through something all the time.
Well, maybe not something. Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, am I right now? No. I actually am not going through anything traumatic right now, actually. So it's good, but a lot of people are. So like you, Johnny, you don't have a mean bone in your body.
Thank you. It's just, I mean, you know, when we found him, I mean, it made everybody feel good. I mean, he was basically just, all that had happened was he didn't go far, is what he did. They saw him coming, walking around, and then they saw him. And, you know, and it's actually
kind of
funny. Yeah. And actually, it's funny because there was this this did happen to me, and I didn't know any better. But I went missing, and when I was young, my mom and dad couldn't find me, you know, and everybody was looking for me.
I guess happened in your family. I'm sorry.
No. This is the funny story. Okay,
no,
everybody
Johnny,
was looking.
No, this is so sad.
Everybody was looking for me.
Ahead.
Nobody could find me. She had the entire neighborhood looking for me, and I was
and
just
the
a
police?
Baby. What? I don't know if she called the police,
The
funny thing. What?
Oh, you're not sure if she called the police? Okay. Anyway,
no,
the whole family in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Was looking for you, and how long were they searching for you, and was it dark
until they found that I was under the bed sleeping. Talk about giving your mom gray hairs. I mean, it just...
Oh. And how old were you, like two?
I don't know. I was like something like that, two or three or four, and I was sleeping under the bed, and...
Oh, my God. Okay, so how many hours were they looking for you?
I'd have to ask Mom, but I mean, it's just that, you know, but I know that she had everybody looking for me, and nobody could find me, and I was asleep under the bed.
That must have been horrible. Scary.
Has Michelle ever
but
did
that
to you? That
has happened like that. No, I mean, times where you think that they're missing, when I was shopping in the clothes racks. And then, she was like three, and they roam around underneath the clothing racks, and you look around, and you can't see your child. Oh, my God. That panic feeling that at that second until then you see them come out of the clothing rack, you know, that one or two or 3 seconds is like this jolt of horror in your heart that, like, oh, my God, where's my baby? You know, And they're like, there they are. Oh, my God. That is the worst. And then just think about it. A person that doesn't go away probably for days. Just, I am sorry that this is such a downer topic, but we do, you know, talk about serious things a lot. We have to. What are we going to do? You know, skirt around the issue that we're talking about?
I know.
Talk about it.
It's amazing.
I want to raise awareness to it, and I want people to send anything to us about how do you prevent this. Am I right about saying, really, sure your child is heard, communicate, they say is important to empower them in many ways, building confidence, just making sure that they stand up straight and keep their eyes up. Don't look down at your phone when you're just walking along the sidewalk or in the city. Just be nabbed. Just make sure. And I still do tell her every time she leaves the house, make sure you're aware and always looking up. Put your phone on vibrate. You don't have to have it in your hand all the time, you know. She says, okay, Mom, I love you. And I just love her so much. So Everybody, teach your children, hold them tight, keep them close, and always hug them or kiss them and hug them when they walk out the door and say, I love you. Right? Just always do that.
I know.
Some people can't do that right now. Just do it for them. All right, so keep praying. For wonderful children that need help.
No.
Not safe, and they need help. Just always pray. Do what you can do in your community to help. Maybe even open some cases. I'm very interested in that kind of thing, too. Maybe we should talk about that next.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. Honey, and
thanks
everybody for listening. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay. Bye. Talk to you soon.
Oh, my throat's getting scratchy, and plus it's been 30 minutes. Good night, Johnny.
Okay. Night.